Minute 4 at 2:25 now. The accused does not need to prove anything in this case. In particular, he need not prove that he is innocent of the crimes charged. From start to finish, it is the Crown who must prove the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt. You must find the accused not guilty of the crimes charged unless the Crown proves beyond a reasonable doubt that he is guilty of them. Now, what is meant by proof beyond a reasonable doubt? By reasonable doubt, we do not mean an imaginary or frivolous doubt. It is not a doubt based on sympathy or prejudice. A reasonable doubt is an honest and fair doubt, a doubt based upon reason and common sense, a real doubt which arises from evidence or lack of evidence and not from any conjecture or speculation. Even if you believe that the accused is probably or likely guilty, that is not enough. In those circumstances, you would find the accused not guilty because the Crown has failed to satisfy you of the accused's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Proof of a probable or likely doubt is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. On a spectrum, the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt falls much closer to absolute certainty than to proof on a balance of probabilities. On the other hand, you must remember that it is virtually impossible to prove anything to an absolute certainty, and the Crown is not required to do so. Absolute certainty is a standard of proof that is impossibly high.